The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 2-6.
Hey, Dar, can I ask a question about your past?
Okay.
I just know you had, like, a crazy life before the Federated Alliance. So, like, what was your, like, specialty? Like, how would you kill people?
Oh, man. I really thought this was headed in a different direction. When you said specialty, I was game to explain to you what my specialty is.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
But how would I kill people?
You were, like, smuggling, right? So, like, you would, like, get into trouble, and, like, a ship would be like, we're gonna kill you, and you'd be like, not if I could do anything about it, and then...
Do you think that's what Dar sounds like?
Honestly, I'm just gonna say it was like he was there.
Okay, well, that's... Yeah. I don't know.
It's my birthday!
Whoa.
What?
It's my birthday, everybody, so,
Wow, congratulations.
Happy birthday to me!
How old are you, Bargy?
Oh, you never ask a ship their age.
You never ask a ship their age. Very rude.
Okay, everybody gets to go around and say the one thing they love about me.
Okay.
It's my birthday, that's the thing you do.
All right, I'll go first. I love the smell that your exhaust fumes make when we're leaving a planet.
It's peach cobbler.
It's really nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Bargy, I've known you for...
I shouldn't
say how long. I don't want to date either of us.
Yeah.
But I would have to say, you know, I don't have a lot of friends, but I would count you as a friend.
Well...
Yeah.
Remember the summer we were on that beach island?
Oh, my. The extensions that you had that summer.
What do extensions look like for a ship?
Oh,
extension cords. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
The beads on the extension cords.
Right.
It's a nice touch.
That made it very attractive.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bargy, retrieving that image a moment ago reminded me that my favorite thing about you is that your file trees are extremely orderly. It's very easy to find files within your network.
Thank you. I get it tested every month. Make sure my files are clean.
Spick and span.
It's very important.
Sure.
Also, always have good jams ready for birthdays.
Oh, hey.
Very catchy.
Yeah.
It was actually in the soundtrack of one of my movies I had.
Oh, really? Ooh. This is from your movie?
Cholera in Space. It's with Joanna Chachassens and Goanna Goose.
Joanna and Goanna were like a classic duo.
The best. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungaloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hi, Nermie.
Hello.
Hey, did you know it's Bargy's birthday?
It's my birthday.
I did see that in the files. Happy birthday.
What's your favorite thing about me?
Oh, wow. You know, I think my favorite thing about you is that even though you don't know my name... Even though you don't know my name, I feel...
Sam.
I have faith you will eventually bring yourself to memorize it.
That's your favorite thing about Bargy?
Well, I just...
That one day she will know your name?
That's optimistic. I like it. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Nermit, to wish her
a
happy birthday.
No,
we'll
wait.
See you later. Goodbye.
I'll see you later, Nermit.
Missions Operations
Actually,
Manager.
No, I have a couple things. Well, we have a mission, but first of all, I just want to let you know.
Oh.
I was talking to Krenache in the shipping department, and unfortunately, the warm bean seems to have been lost in transit, so I just wanted to see if you had...
Yeah, I think we still have the bean.
I've got it written.
Yeah, you're sort of like on the other side of the galaxy. We thought we'll just drop it off next time we're back.
Yeah.
No, we need the relic. please ship that as soon as possible.
I mean, I will say it's not going to get any colder, so...
I can confirm its temperature has remained constant.
Yeah,
we've left it in one of the Federate Alliance koozies.
The bean is more than 400 years old. They're not worried that it's going to get cooler. It's that we need the bean.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll totally ship it.
Absolutely.
Okay,
well, we'll be sure to do that. Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
All right,
Nermie,
good
bye.
To see you.
Good speaking with you, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermie Bundeloy. Oh, receiving another transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermie Bundeloy.
Okay, so you know that when I call, it's generally to assign a mission.
Well, it doesn't have to be all about work, Nermit.
Yeah, I thought you liked us.
Yeah.
Well, I do. You guys are my favorite people in the world. You're the only people I talk to.
We're the only people you talk to?
Of course not. I just talked to that guy in shipping.
Okay, but
aside... Yeah, another work person.
Yeah, outside of work, who do you talk to?
Let's see. I mean, I talk to my parents.
Sure.
All right. Good speaking with you, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermie Bundeloy. Oh, Ambassador Tech Center, I have another incoming call from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermie Bundeloy.
Mission, okay? We have a mission.
Oh, right, yeah.
A mission.
Sense. Okay.
You know how you go on missions?
Yes, I mean, yeah.
Do you want to go on one of those and do your job?
That's rude.
Sorry, you hung up on me 3 times?
We almost positive that you were done.
Nermit, we
hung up on you twice.
And it was when we felt the call had come to completion.
Sure.
That was the name of one of my movies.
Oh, now I have to tell you, I still own a copy of that one.
Ah, so good.
Boy.
What's our mission, Nermit?
Okay, everyone get excited. Get pumped up. Pump up.
I am pumped.
Get it? You're pumped? Okay.
We are.
Because this is a real deal mission, guys. This is serious.
Yeah.
You ready? We... are going to the planet Milsh.
Okay.
Heard of it?
No.
Yes.
Okay, as you know, C-53, Milsh covered in so many caverns.
The caverns of Milsh are quite a tourist destination, very popular in the summer.
That's true.
The Milsh in summer.
Yeah,
sure.
The Milsh in summer. 3 Tellurian years long per,
Are we hitting the summer?
No.
Are we on season?
No. Regrettably, we are amidst the 12 Tellurian year winter.
Oh.
Yes. Bundle up, but you are going to be received by the governor of the province that has the capital city, Milshne.
Oh.
Yeah, the most important governor on this entire planet is going to be receiving you because they have some sort of resource there that they want to trade with the Federated Alliance. Yeah, big time.
Great. All right. Great, let's do it.
Should I hang up now, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy? I wouldn't wish to hang up too soon and risk your displeasure.
C-53, thank you so much for asking. I think we're good. I want to try to have, a good sign-off here. Just do it.
Who are you going to go talk to now?
I have a lot of paperwork, but
sure.
I will talk to a lot of people.
I got it. Your name is Gorch.
Gorch?
Gorch.
It's pretty far off.
Yeah.
All right.
I am waiting for your fun sign-off.
Attention. Attention. This is Rebel Leader Sisu Gundu with an interesting announcement. Support for the rebellion against the gnarly Federated Alliance comes from WordPress.com. You know, every day, millions of people go online to search for local businesses, but does your business show up? Huh? Maybe not! With a WordPress.com website, you make it easy for customers to find you. Yeah, your business needs an online home. It needs a WordPress.com website. You know, I thought, but wait, I don't have experience setting up a website. No problem! Their customer support team is made up of WordPress experts, and their plans start at... Okay. Someone's goofing me because this can't be right. Just $4 a month. Well, no wonder 28% of all websites run on WordPress. And here's the deal. Get started today and get 15% off any new plan purchase. Just go to wordpress.com/zix, Z-Y-X-X, to find a plan that's right for you. That's wordpress.com/zix for 15% off your brand new website. Do it for the rebellion, Sisu Gundu. Bow, bow, bow.
This landing pad is pretty quiet, right, guys?
I would have expected slightly more fanfare for the caliber of diplomat we're about to meet.
The greeting.
Oh.
Greetings.
Whoa. Oh.
And welcome to MILF.
Hello. I'm Ambassador Plekdexeter. This is C-53 and Dar. We're here to meet with the governor.
You're covered in ice.
Yes, I am covered in ice. Many greetings. I am the hand of the governor of MILF. The winter is very cold here.
Sure, yeah.
Year 9 of a 12-year winter.
Oh.
Yes. But as the hand of the governor, I regretfully inform you that he has taken his leave from the main palace.
Oh.
As will not be attending to you at this time.
Okay, well, we had an appointment with him.
Oh, you've had an appointment? Many have appointments with the governor of MILF.
Did I get to meet with the governor of MILF? Sure.
He is abroad within the caverns. There's nothing wrong.
Okay, well.
And he left you behind?
That's the hand of the governor of MILF. I must attend to my duties. I bid you farewell.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
I get the feeling he, like, locked himself out.
You think he just can't get back into the palace?
Yeah, I mean, why would you stand out here without a coat?
Whoa. Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Did I hear you guys are trying to get a meeting with the governor of MILF?
Ambassador Dexter, I advise caution. The insignia on this man's shoulder indicates that he is a bounty hunter.
Oh, no big deal. Yeah, we just had an appointment, but we'll probably just come back.
Cool. Same.
Oh, you have an appointment?
No, but I'm looking to talk to him. You know, I'm trying to kind of track him down. It's one of the things I'm working on right now.
Wait, really?
Whoa. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into too much, obviously, because
We wouldn't tell your secrets. We wouldn't.
Yeah, no, we're just here. Yeah,
okay,
we're super cool.
I mean, the way you said that makes me think you for sure would tell my secrets.
No.
Because almost any time I meet someone and they bring up secrets within the first 5 seconds of talking, they for sure rat me out to somebody. That's happened 100% of the time.
It's just that you're not only a bounty hunter, I recognize that insignia.
Oh, really? Dar, you know who this guy is?
I mean, you're one of the Fab Three.
That's correct. I'm one of the Fab Three.
What?
Peter Three. Nice to meet you.
Really nice to meet you.
Fab Three. One of the most lethal collections of bounty hunters in the galaxy.
Where did you get that?
I'm a protocol and diplomatic relations droid. I'm familiar with many insignia and mercenary consortiums across the galaxy.
What's this one?
Well, is that not also a Fab Three insignia?
It is. Yeah. I just wanted to check you out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember you guys changed your branding a couple years back.
Yeah, we had a problem with a couple of advertisements we put out that kind of, you know, targeted the wrong demographic.
Sure.
A lot of kids were hiring us.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. So is that why you put it on your shirt? Because you're like, now if it changes again, you just get a new shirt?
Yeah, it's that makes quicker sense. Than tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, wait, sorry, I don't really know too much about the Fab Three. Are there three of you?
Yeah, there's my father, my grandfather, and me. We're the Fab Three. Peter One, Peter Two, Peter Three.
Wow, that's great. Are they still around?
Are they still around, meaning alive?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Are they still around in another sense?
Well, I mean, I carry their memories with me every day.
Okay,
every step of the way.
Sure, sure. Know?
That's really beautiful.
Yeah. You gotta give props to where you came from.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Totally. So, you're like you're a bounty hunter. You're like, anybody can hire you?
Yeah, anybody can hire me. I mean, I'm working right now, so, you know, I'm kind of off the market.
So, you're on a hit right now.
I'm hunting,
yeah.
You know, Peter Three, we're all looking for the same, the four of us are all looking for the same guy. I don't know what business you've got with the governor, but, like, we were just gonna have a quick meeting with him. Do you think you could maybe help us find him?
Oh, yeah, I'd be into that. I know where he's gonna be tonight, 3 a.m. I don't normally get to work with people. I'm kind of a lone wolf.
Oh,
but that
sure.
Sounds pretty cool.
That's great.
You guys want to go back to Hotel Milch?
Okay. Is that the hotel you're staying at?
Yeah. It's kind of my home base for the duration of my stay here.
Do you check in with, like, a pseudonym?
No, I check in with Peter Three.
Really? You do?
Well, I mean, what are people going to do? Somebody going to come up to my room? I'm scary.
Nobody's hunting Peter 3.
Sure.
One of the best ways to not be hunted is to hunt. That's what my dad always told me.
Hmm.
Pardon if this is an inappropriate question, but how did Peter 2 meet his demise?
Well, Peter 2 is my grandfather. Peter 1 is my father.
Uh-huh,
so which do you want to know about?
I guess I'm looking for information about Peter 1. Your father.
Oh, okay. Peter 1, he died at home surrounded by friends and family.
Well, that's very nice.
And what about Peter 2?
Peter 2, he died at home surrounded by friends and family.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Killed by other bounty hunters.
No, we're actually pretty good. That's why we're called the Fab 3.
Sure, yeah.
One of the Marsha bounty hunters was after me for a little bit.
Yeah, they're hacks.
Oh, they're terrible.
I mean, what happened?
I'm still here.
Didn't get you, obviously.
Wait,
yeah.
did you kill that bounty hunter?
No, they just never got me.
So they could still,
they could still be after you.
I mean, good luck.
I'll probably see him at a conference or something. You want me to see if they're still looking for you?
I mean, they gotta be still looking for me. It was a very high price on my head.
But wait, do you have to finish one job before you take the next job?
Well, it depends on your contract. You know, we're freelancers, so we can really negotiate anything.
Sure.
Some bounty hunters have a rider.
Yeah, I have one of the most notorious riders out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you ask for?
I ask for a new hat every day.
Every day?
Every day of the job.
I was going to say that. The hat looks... It's very stylish.
Yeah,
and new.
The tags are still on it.
So what if you get a hat and you're not, like, it doesn't fit or it doesn't look good? Do you just wear your regular hat?
If I get a hat that I don't like, I walk away from the job.
Whoa,
that's
really?
The end of the mission. I'm very explicit.
They're highly incentivized to send you good hats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, look at the hat he's wearing now.
Excellent hat.
So Fab refers not only to your how good you are at your job, but also, like, how good you look.
It's also our last name.
Oh.
Peter 1 Fab, Peter 2 Fab, Peter 3 Fab.
Oh, right.
Well, plus, Ambassador Dexter, I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's three of them.
So is it just a coincidence that your last name is 3?
Peter 3 is my first name.
Okay. Right. Yeah, sorry.
Peter 3 is my
Peter
first
3,
name.
Peter 3 Fab, yeah.
Peter 3 Fab.
Gotcha.
No middle name, if you were wondering.
Okay. So before you came along, was Peter 1 and Peter 2 called the Fab?
They were called the Fab 3. Yeah. It's just sort of been our family name, going back generations.
Huh. Cool, so this is Hotel Milch.
Yeah.
So, you want to go?
Grab a drink?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd
cool.
Be great.
Yeah.
I know the bartender here, so...
How long have you been on Milch waiting for this, Governor?
It's my third week here.
Huh. Oh, that's not so bad.
I was doing a lot of prep work, though, you know. A lot of people think being a bounty hunter is cool and always action-packed, but it's a lot of logistics, you know, you gotta...
No.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe.
Because I would think it would be such a cool job.
Well, it has its moments, but
yeah,
most
yeah.
of it's pretty boring. A lot of paperwork, a lot of, you know, looking for open hotel rooms. You got to check your best prices because you don't want to get price gouged. And,
yeah.
you know, you got to exchange your currency when you get to a new location. It's really just a lot of logistical work.
Peter 3, many of the popular hollow entertainments of bounty hunter activities fail to mention much of this.
There's a lot of jumping backwards while shooting. Do you ever do that?
I have done that, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever thrown an igniter of some kind and had something explode behind you as you walked away from it?
Yeah, I have done that. I've done each of those, but only once.
Have you ever been riding like a hover bike and had to take down a guy in a big truck next to you?
Yeah, I have done that.
Okay.
I have done that.
Have you ever fired a laser by turning it to the side before you fired it?
I have done that, yeah. I have done that.
Peter 3, is the thing that makes you the best bounty hunter that you're just really good at finding hotel prices?
That, I would say that's approximately 80% of it, yeah. Because then you see that saves you a lot of money, and that lets you have access to better quality gear.
Stay on the job longer.
Stay on the job longer.
So you're just really good at budgets and...
Well, I'm not just really good at that.
Darn, that's very insulting to suggest that.
I just feel like my dreams are being shattered right now.
Well, I bet he's also good at maximizing the impact of a, for example, hotel loyalty program, where he might accrue points for staying with a certain hotel.
That's right, but that actually sometimes makes the jobs difficult, because they don't always have the brand that you have the most points at near
sure.
your target, so
sure,
you kind of
sure.
gotta, then you gotta work on a speeder rental,
sure.
so you just gotta factor in all those decisions.
Do you wreck a lot of speeders?
I never wreck a speeder. That ruins your, insurance rates.
Floor 11, 39.
Whoa.
Yeah, so this is where the bar's at.
It's on the roof?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cold.
Yeah, geez. It's an outdoor bar.
Hey.
Oh. But we're curious.
Holy jacking shit.
Holy shit.
Wink, do you see these guys?
Family too.
What's up, guys?
Do you guys want some dust?
No, we're good.
You
hey,
sure?
Listen, Peter.
Big guy, do you want?
No, dust? I never use dust on the job.
You've never used dust on the job?
Not on the job.
You should dust it up.
Hey, Peter Three, these are my friends Sammo and Wink. We met at Slog's Diner like a few weeks ago.
No, we're not friends. No.
Okay.
At all.
Yeah. Well, we did dust together, so.
Well,
we do dust with anybody.
Yeah. Do you seriously don't want some dust?
No.
Yeah, no, we'll just catch up with you guys later.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. All right. Bye.
They seem cool. They seem nice.
I don't know.
Hey, Peter Three. Pull up a chair to this table. What do you guys want to drink?
Drinks are on me. What do you guys want?
Oh, that's really nice.
I'll have some gurt milk.
Great. Peter Three, I've never seen you anywhere people.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool, right? Oh, these are my friends.
Cool. What do you guys want to drink?
Do you have any power?
Yep.
I'll take some of it.
Great. There's a plug behind you.
Already got it.
Okay, you, Pinky, you.
Oh, what do you have on tap?
We got gurt milk.
Gurt milk is good here.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll take that.
Great. You, big guy?
Nothing for me. Thanks.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Wait, Dara, what's wrong?
I just can't believe how lame Peter 3 is.
Oh.
We got a lot of things on tap. You want to hear the list?
No, I wanted to hear what was on tap.
You took the first option.
You took such a long pause after that. I thought that was all there was.
But you look so stupid after it.
I did. I just thought that was all my. That was the only option.
Okay. Well, you already ordered. So, big guy, what do we got? Gurt milk, light beer. We got dark beer, heavy beers, black beers, light brown beers, purple beers, orange beers.
Can I have an orange beer?
Oh, you! I got your order.
Can I have a gurt milk and an orange beer.
Peter Three.
No, he's cool. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a nice guy. We're friends.
You're lucky you're here with Peter Three.
I'll take an orange beer.
Good choice. On the double.
Thanks.
So, Peter Three, I have a question, though, because, like, we're here to see a governor, you're here to see the governor. Like, what do you think he's in hiding from?
Oh, well, he probably heard I was in town.
What does he have to be afraid of from you?
Peter Three is a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Ambassador Dexter.
And Peter Three is clearly here to kill the governor.
To kill the governor?
Yeah, I mean, what did you think I was here to do?
I don't know, you seems like such a nice guy.
I am a nice guy, but I also, for work, kill people.
Oh, man, I misinterpreted this whole thing, because I thought...
What about this could you have misinterpreted?
Black, I think anything we've learned today is that whatever ideas we had about bounty hunters before we met Peter Three are wrong.
What do you mean by that?
Your job is clerical work.
Well, yeah, it's clerical work and plus killing. Killing takes literally 1 second.
And then you go fill out paperwork.
And you do some of that before and after.
Where's the action? Where's the sex?
Well, sex is separate from my job. If you want to talk about my sex life, I'm happy to discuss it.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, we still got a little time till 3 a.m., so.
Ambassador Dexter, you do realize he's going to kill the governor at 3 a.m.
Oh.
So if we wait till 3 a.m., the governor will be dead.
I guess so.
We will be unable to speak.
But you guys can talk to him for, how long do you need, like 5 minutes?
No, come on!
What, 10 minutes?
No, you're supposed to kill him! He's a bounty hunter!
Well, he's also our friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, wait, you're my friend?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, man. Yes.
You know, if I kind of run through the list, you guys are definitely top five.
We are the
three
top
of us
five?
Are your top, are in your top five friends?
All three of you are for sure top
so
five.
So three of us, the bartender, who's the fifth person?
One of those people who...
Sam.
Which one?
You.
Sorry, Samo.
That's all right. It's okay, I'm so dusted up right now. It's totally fine.
I just want to say, I'm so psyched to be surrounded by my top five friends. On a night like this.
Oh.
All five of your best friends in one place.
Oh, Peter Three, here's your gurt milk. And we got, orange beer. And I'm sorry, buddy, that was the last gurt milk. Yeah, that was the last gurt milk. So.
Okay, that's cool, that's all cool. Right. I kind of didn't want the gurt milk anyway.
Cool, let me know if you need anything
else.
No, but
else. I also ordered an orange beer.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
C53, you ordered a gurt milk.
C53, can you play back when I ordered an orange beer?
I can replay you ordering a gurt milk.
No, I don't need to hear that.
Here it is.
Gurt milk is good here.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll take that.
Great.
Okay.
So obviously, you ordered something we don't have.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go back to the bar.
Okay.
He's great.
He seems an interesting guy.
I like his face tattoo.
Listen, Peter 3, I'm starting to feel a little bit nervous about this job that you've got. Like, what would it take to convince you not to kill the governor?
Well, that would require sort of an entire lifestyle change for me.
So there's no going back.
Bounty hunter takes a job. That is a life oath.
I mean,
so I'd have to abandon my entire code in order to do that.
You've never backed down on a job?
Never backed down on a job. I've completed all 3 jobs that I've ever taken.
3 jobs?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into, so I usually average about...
You've been a bounty hunter for 37 years!
I average about 12 years per job.
And you're the best bounty hunter.
In terms of accuracy, not in terms of volume.
Are you at least going to kill him in a cool way?
What I'll do is I'll offer him choices. I'll say, would you rather die by...
You offer him choices? You actually let him tick a box?
That's right. There's paperwork every step of the way. So he can choose from any number of death options.
Let's hear the full list.
So punching.
Yep.
Gunshots.
Yep.
Poison.
Mm-hmm.
Gurt milk.
Death by gurt milk?
Yes, death by gurt milk.
Actually, that one just like open to interpretation?
I've never actually done it before, but my understanding from the handbook is that you get them to drink.
The handbook?
Yes. You're required to complete 3 different levels of Bounty Hunter's handbook before you're able to actually go out on the job. With Bounty Hunters, the only way to, you know, keep it legal and not have it just be a complete mess
Wait,
is the
it's
procedure.
It's legal?
Completely legal.
What are you talking... I thought...
What are you talking about, Ambassador Dexter? A bounty was placed on the governor of Milchnew. Peter 3 accepted it, and he is waiting to kill the governor. What, is there something amiss in this situation? All the proper paperwork has been filed.
You know, my job is not really so different than our bartender friend here. We actually bonded over that earlier.
3 handbooks.
If you're going to just be standing there, can I just get an orange beer, please?
What are you talking about?
Excuse me.
Oh, hey, it's the hand of the governor.
Well,
hey.
Hello. I couldn't help but overhear that you're looking for the governor.
Yes,
we told you.
Yeah,
that
we're all looking.
Today.
We're all looking.
No, but I'm winking, and I hear that you're looking for the governor. If the governor had an accident, then the hand of the governor would become the governor.
Governor hand, here's your gurt milk.
Thank you.
Wait, you said you were out of gurt milk.
He ordered before you. He placed his order and Fancy called me. I set it aside.
But I didn't order this orange beer.
That's okay, I'll dump it.
No, I'll pour it out.
Yeah, dump
no,
it out.
No, I'll pour it out.
Pour it out. In the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dar, can I have some of your beer?
I already drank it.
But all I'm saying to everyone gathered...
No, we get it.
Yeah.
Ambassador Dexter, this may be a fix for all of our problems. Peter 3 can go ahead and assassinate the governor of Milchton.
Can he? Do you need a public notary?
That
you
will happen.
You mean a notary public?
Whatever.
Yeah, that'll happen after the...
I happen to be a notary public.
Perfect.
Well, then upon the assassination of the governor, the hand becomes the governor and we can speak with him. We don't even have to move.
Man, it feels weird to know that someone's going to be murdered and there's nothing I can do about it.
So
if any of us here had a hit out on them, I would want to do whatever I could to save them.
Does it matter that the governor is not a cool dude?
He's not cool.
Yeah, I mean, a little, but, like, not, I mean, not that much. Because, like, ultimately, like, who deserves to be murdered?
Anyone who I'm paid to murder.
No.
Anyone who I'm paid to murder.
Well,
there's no need to be shy.
Yeah. It's legal, apparently.
No, I am, yes, I am the one who is, I have employed the Fab 3 bounty hunter. It came highly
okay,
recommended.
Okay, we...
I was at a cocktail party and a friend of mine said, "Would you like to kill the governor?" I said,
And then he said, well, I know.
No, I get it.
It was a friend recommended to him. When I made the order, you asked, how did you hear about us?
Because we have some targeted ads trying to get a gauge on where we're getting our business.
It's a very good way to expand your business.
But we're trying to, expand into new avenues. Print media.
Sure.
Print is the future.
I don't know if that's...
No, that's what everyone says.
I don't know if that's true.
Print is the future.
So, it's 2:49. I could either go kill him and you guys can wait here. We can meet back up maybe after. Or you could come with, talk to him. Doesn't really matter to me.
Ugh, man, this makes me feel weird.
Ambassador Dexter, unless we were to involve ourselves in trying to stop a legally sanctioned bounty hunt, the governor is going to die.
I don't know, a paper jam might stop you.
Well, no, I have a backup printer. You always bring a backup printer and also bring all your paperwork in triplicate, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to interfere in a legal proceeding.
Drinks for the road? Drinks?
You're out of Gert milk.
Oh, we just got a little more.
Then yeah, I'll have some more Gert milk.
Great. Gert milk.
You're going to get a Go-Gurt?
Pinky, what you want?
I'll take an orange beer.
Okay, orange beer. And you, big guy?
Orange beer.
Orange beer. All right. Go back to the bar. Because I got the order.
Thanks.
Yes, we know.
You know, I think we should go with you. Let's follow you into the caverns.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Peter, 3 Gert milk for the road. Put in a super foam cup.
Thanks.
And a orange beer for you, big guy, and an orange beer for you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Went off without a hitch.
Why? What do you mean?
It just seemed like I was never going to get a drink.
What are you talking about?
Because I didn't get my Gert milk or my orange beer last time.
Once?
You just threw my beer in my face.
You insulted him.
You're complaining that was my last orange beer.
You were kind of accusing him of singling you out.
You didn't get what you ordered once. And you acted like that just defines my bar. Shame on you.
A little rude.
You're banned.
Banned from this bar.
Banned.
In the Mills Hotel.
Yes.
I was thinking about maybe we'd come back here after.
Okay. You're friends with Peter 3. You can come back once.
Okay.
Because you're so obsessed with when the things happen one time. Come back once. Bye. Go back to the bar.
I don't know why he says that every time.
I'm going back because someone might order from the bar.
We know.
Okay?
You're a bartender.
Well, that two-headed monster's barfing.
Yeah, you guys want some more dust?
No, we're good. We're good.
We're about to see someone get assassinated.
Cool. Do you guys want to be on
that?
Yeah, man. I
want to
see
an
assassination.
No, please don't. No,
yeah,
don't.
We'll come.
I don't want you to come. No, I don't want you.
It'll be fun. I got a family-sized speeder, so.
Yeah! Oh, man, listen. See if it's, maybe we should just head back to the ship.
Did not meet with either governor?
I just feel like we got in the middle of, like, a weird situation.
Ambassador, use your head. Talk to one of the governors.
I don't want to get mixed up in this. We're either going to talk to a governor who just killed one governor, or we're going to talk to a governor who is then immediately killed.
Ambassador Dexter, do you not have the stomach for diplomatic work?
Is that what this is?
Yes. We're meeting with the legal governor, who legally paid Peter 3 to assassinate the existing governor.
All right.
It's all above board.
Totally illegal.
Hello again.
Are you getting on?
Yes, yeah. I'm getting on. I just wanted to assure you that the Federated Alliance, all hail the Federated
Alliance. All hail the Federated Alliance, sure, yeah.
Can rest assured that Milch will still trade with them. We're a valuable resource. Ice.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Is that what the Federated Alliance hope to gain from milk?
Frozen water, yes.
It's their only export.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ice. Although, to be taken off planet might melt the ice, but it's still...
Sure. Yeah.
We can keep the ice cool.
Yeah, we have a refrigerator.
Very well, very well.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we have something for you.
Speaking of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, speaking yeah. of keeping things cool.
Oh, yeah. It's... Here is a Federated Alliance koozie.
Good for orange beer?
Yep.
Gurt milk?
Very good. It's just one koozie.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's more of a token. It's not really
very...
We'd also be paying you for the icing, I guess.
The governor is dead!
Oh.
Oh, wow. Geez.
His horrific wife.
Ma'am, I just need you to fill out this form first.
Okay.
How would you like his body to be handled?
Just, like, put into the ice.
That's the first option. There's a whole list if you want. Okay, great. We'll put him in the ice. Mm. I need your initials on here.
I'm asking that so we can probably...
Yeah, I guess we should... I'm sorry for your loss. Hey, Peter 3, before we go?
Yeah.
How did you do... You were on the elevator with us. How did you do that?
I have my ways.
That's the thing you're going to be mysterious about?
He's very mysterious.
That was... Oh, man.
He died of old age! Surrounded by his friends and loved ones!
What?
Wait.
He died of old age?
Yeah, that's one of the options on the list.
That's one of your options?
Yeah. That's the last one on the list. Most people choose that. I met with him last night, and he filled out his half of the paperwork.
I mean, I guess I feel a little bit less weird, because that would have happened anyway, right?
Why would this be any less weird?
Because...
Peter 3 killed this man.
According to the law, I did kill him.
Yes, the law says that he did kill him, and therefore I would also have to marry the governor's wife.
Which is fine, because we've been in love this entire time!
It was definitely a major factor in the killing.
Ah, I'm so happy!
I'm crazy about you.
Thank you!
We should go.
Stay!
Do stay!
No, thanks.
They're making dinner later!
No, we're good.
All right, I'd be happy to come swing by. What are you making?
Soup!
Oh, never mind.
Attention. And attention, rebels. This is your favorite leader, Rolfus Tittle, here to tell you that support for the rebellion against the stupid-ass Federated Alliance comes from MeUndies. Our rebel pilots, who happen to be fellas, are raving about MeUndies' diamond seam pouch. It cradles your jewels and gives just the right amount of support without feeling too tight. They are the ultimate feel-good undies when you want to feel naked, but not be naked. We found that fighting against the Alliance while naked was not the best idea. Just, you know, like, logistically. But get this, MeUndies comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. 100%! If you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund. And if you order now, you get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping. Are you kidding me with this deal? Go to MeUndies.com/Zix, ZYXX, for that special offer. That's MeUndies.com/Zix. Rolfus Tittle in an oh-so-comfy jewel pouch. Sign up.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, so I didn't have a chance to read any logs, so how did it go on Milsh?
Great.
The ice trade is secure.
Amazing. Yep. So did you figure out what the resource is? Because they would only communicate to us in code and say the resource was, quote, ice. So what did it turn out it was?
Ice.
Oh.
Ice.
Oh, no, yeah, it's frozen water. Ice. They said explicitly it's frozen water.
What? Well, I know that's what ice is, but what's the resource? What's their precious resource they wanted to meet with the Federated Alliance?
No, it's definitely...
What did you think it was going to be?
Diamonds or jewels.
No, it's ice.
Well, why would they? That's worthless. That's on any planet that's floating around in space. Why would they try to trade that?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah,
know.
That's
you
a good question. Yeah,
there.
You sent
okay.
us there.
So,
it was not a part of our mission to assess the worth of the ice.
So you told the governor, sorry, but we're not interested in good luck, or...
Nermit, the governor of Milshnew is dead.
What?
Yeah, the hand of the governor. He replaced the governor after the governor was assassinated.
And also had the governor assassinated.
Around family and people who loved him.
This happened while you were there?
Yeah.
Guys, I detected ice on board, so I made some drinks.
Hey!
Whoa, happy birthday to me! It's my birthday.
destroyed. Commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Tech Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Diplomatic Relations and Protocol Droid was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Bartender were played by Seth Lind. Barchi the Ship and Wink and the Horrific Wife were all played by Mujan Zulfagari. The Hand of the Governor and Samo were both played by Winston Knoll. Peter 3 Fab the Bounty Hunter was played by special guest Zach Cherry. Zach has appeared in fun things like Search Party and Crashing and Spider-Man Homecoming, and you can see him at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater with Goat. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Vargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom. Have a question for the crew? They have email. Send an email to crew@missiontosix.space. If you're enjoying Mission to Six, please consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. If you dislike the podcast, please write your review on a small piece of paper and insert it into the flap or chute of your choosing.
Got a lot of things on tap. You wanted to hear the list?
No, I wanted to hear what was on tap.
You took the first option.
You took such a long pause after that. I thought that was all there was.
But you looked so stupid after it.
I am desperately trying to figure out how to label you as Mike Tyson right now. I am really, like, I'm like, do I bring up homing pigeons or the face tattoo?
Yeah, we have lots of things on tap, but you clearly wanted that one. So...